This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba submitted his resignation on Wednesday ahead of an expected major government reshuffle. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kuleba did not give a reason, but was one of several cabinet ministers stepping down in what President Volodymyr Zelensky calls a reboot, saying his government needs new energy in diplomacy and elsewhere as the war with Russia approaches the 1,000-day mark. Kuleba's been a key player in taking Ukraine's message to the world, and just last week urged Western partners to lift restrictions on using long-range weapons inside Russia.
If we are allowed to strike, we will significantly decrease the capacity of Russia.
Pointedly saying, if that does not happen,
then do not complain on Ukraine, complain on yourself.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has announced criminal charges, the seizure of internet domains, and sanctions related to Russian disinformation efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Wednesday the actions relate to Russia's use of state media to enlist unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda and disinformation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel will not withdraw its troops from the border area between southern Gaza and Egypt until there is a guarantee that it can never be used as a lifeline for the Islamist movement Hamas.
On the ground, day after day, week after week, month after month, that they can actually prevent the recurrence of what happened there before, we're open to consider it.
But Netanyahu said he doesn't see that happening. This